Santa Clara County is located in the heart of Silicon Valley. Its residents are mostly middle class and well-educated. But the high-tech industries, which offer economic promise, also brought environmental hazards. In the early 1980s, a major spill from semiconductor plants infused the town's drinking water with toxic chemicals. And that drew public health researchers to the area. Shauna Swan is an epidemiologist with California's Department of Health Services.
We picked this area in Santa Clara because of that spill, and we went back there because we had seen an association. We'd seen tap water drinkers having higher rates of miscarriage than bottled water drinkers in that area.
Shauna Swan led the research effort. She found that women who drank over 4 glasses a day of tap water containing high levels of trihalomethanes had a miscarriage rate roughly double that of other women. Trihalomethanes are a class of compounds made up of 4 kinds of organic chemicals. They're a byproduct formed when chlorine is used to purify tap water. Swan says that only 2% of the women were adversely affected by trihalomethanes, but stresses that her findings are still significant because this form of treatment is used by most water utilities.
That would account for a large number of miscarriages over the United States and possibly over the world. So we're talking about a big impact because of a chemical that's widely used. It's not like, you know, a rare outcome. Miscarriages are common and chlorination is common. So we're talking about something with a big public health impact.
EPA provided $50,000 to study the problem in Santa Clara and 2 other California towns. Now, because of the nationwide implications, EPA is stepping up its involvement. But the agency's Rebecca Calderon cautions against jumping to conclusions.
It really gives us pause to consider that there might be something associated with trihalomethanes and disinfection byproducts. But it is the first study of its kind, so that's why we're interested in trying to get it repeated or duplicated in another area of the country.
EPA is now funding that follow-up research and is also working on rules, due this November, to reduce the amount of trihalomethanes used in drinking water. But Eric Olson of the Natural Resources Defense Council says that under EPA's current scenario, it could take 5 to 10 years before we see any significant reductions.
That could mean essentially another generation of young fetuses being exposed to these chemicals during their period of gestation. And some of the studies suggest that the child does not have to be exposed for a very long period of time in order to suffer some of these adverse effects. So we think that a greater degree of expedition, that more speed and more sense of urgency is necessary to try to deal with this problem.
Olson says EPA should require water utilities to look at alternative disinfectants, which don't create trihalomethanes. He says one alternative is ozone. But EPA's Rebecca Calderon says that you have to be careful because ozone has its own byproducts and little is known about them.
That's actually a big issue for the agency. We're concerned that we may be just trading one risk for another.
That concern is shared by the nation's water utilities. Alan Roberson is with the American Water Works Association. He says that any alternative technology needs to be better studied before communities ante up major dollars to switch to the different disinfectant. Roberson worries that building new facilities to use ozone could hit consumers in a big way, causing water rates to double.
Where it really gets to be an impact is on the small systems. You know, if you're in a major metropolitan area and you get some economies of scale, you put in a large treatment system, you can spread that cost over a larger base. If you're a town of 500 people, you could have those tripling in 4 times. I mean, you could have some much larger increases based on that.
Roberson also fears that if EPA's trihalomethane limits are extremely tight, some facilities may merely opt to cut back on disinfectants, risking an outbreak of disease. He says EPA needs to find out more before taking any drastic actions. Rebecca Calderon says the agency is trying to do just that, to ensure drinking water remains safe. EPA hopes to have more answers over the next 2 years. But Calderon says that determining the precise cause of miscarriages could remain a mystery.
We know about how important smoking and alcohol is, but we don't know what the interplay is between that and other chemical exposures. Occupational-related issues such as stress or occupational chemical exposures, there's just so much we don't know about spontaneous abortions.
In the meantime, while EPA tries to sort all this out, Scientist Shauna Swan says pregnant women should ask their water utilities if their trihalomethane levels are high before abandoning tap water. If the levels are high, she says they should consider other drinking water sources, like bottled water or a water filter. But she emphasizes that they shouldn't stop drinking water altogether, which is essential for a healthy pregnancy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.